Crafting Connections. Romy Ben-Shabbat speaks to member Gilmore, who at 91 years old, customised his latest NCWP project, the Stevenson Rocket Model, to create the perfect gift for a friend. Gilmore has long been accustomed to craft projects. Before losing his sight, he had a passion for woodworking, describing not being able to do it anymore as a great loss when he lost his sight. Since getting involved with the National Creative Wellbeing Programme, he found a new passion and has built an array of different models. Gilmore said, "I love making these models. I've made them all. The Titanic, St. Paul's, the Watermill, the Spitfire. The hand magnifier and light that Blind Veterans UK issued me helped guide me through the process of making them. I do find it difficult, but I use the diagrams I'm given, follow the steps number after number, and it's a great help. The ones that take the longest with lots of small parts are my favourites, especially the Titanic and St. Paul's models." For the Stevenson Rocket Model project, Gilmore went off book. Inspired to create the perfect gift for a dear friend, he added some crafty customizations to his model train. He said, "My friend spotted the project in Review magazine and asked if I would make it for him. It took me about 5 weeks in total to complete. It took me so long because I had an idea to add to it. I wanted to put the train on rails, which wasn't part of the original kit I was sent. Then I saw a photograph of the rocket and painted the pieces bit by bit to match the yellow and blue before putting it together. I also added sleepers and polished a block of wood to mount it on. I can't see very well, so certain bits were a struggle, particularly cutting the rails straight, but my friend helped me and I really like how it turned out. The rocket is now with my great friend of 25 years and his wife, who are model railway fanatics. He told me the model is now in pride of place alongside his model railway. Sadly, I lost my wife 3 years ago, and they really look after me. They live about 6 miles away and come in to check on me. My friend's wife always checks the models I'm working on to make sure I haven't placed anything upside down before I glue them. They're very dear friends." It wasn't long after Gilmore had to ask to borrow the Stevenson Rocket model from his friend, as he was invited to display all his work at a local church hall exhibition set up to raise money for the charity. He included all his model projects and a few of his woodworking pieces too. The exhibition raised an impressive £420.